This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 23rd. Okay, so the stock market's going to get up on the wrong side of bed this morning. And it's largely due to the fact that the SpaceX shares have slipped below their pre-IPO price. So all that IPO enthusiasm that was building up for months is gone. And it's going to get worse because there's a lockup for all the insiders at SpaceX. And when the lockup comes in the upcoming months, there'll be more selling pressure. So now you know why I don't do IPOs, okay? First, I can't calculate risk. I can't get all the fundamental data I need. And the SpaceX IPO is very simple. Elon's betting everything on this big Starship rocket that can carry heavy payloads. And we discussed this on Sunday's Navalier Market Buzz, if you want to go to YouTube and learn a little bit more about it. So anyway, so that's pulling the whole market down. And the memory stocks, which were hot yesterday, are now going to open lower this morning. So if you did want to buy Micron or Seagate or even SanDisk, now's your window, okay? Micron will announce after the close on Wednesday. The results will be ridiculous. And it'll be the strongest stock for sales and earnings. And we'll see how it reacts. Now, it's been running up immensely prior to this announcement, so we'll see. Micron is expanding its factories in America. So President Trump has called them out and thanked them for onshoring and all that good stuff. And so we'll see. The main thing you should be aware of is your best defense is a strong offense right now. You have to have earnings, okay, big time. And, Kathy Woods, her ARK ETF, will be negative after this morning, okay, for the year. Ron Barron is still struggling despite his allocation to SpaceX. He's still up for the year, but we'll see how he ends up today. And, both these famous investors didn't participate in the AI and data center boom. And I've got better fundamentals than everybody else. And as long as fundamentals on, I'm on. So we will not be up today, okay, because the downdraft is too strong. But it's very important that you understand that good stocks bounce like fresh tennis balls. We'll see how they all bounce after Micron's announcement. We have the small cap bounce because of the Russell realignment. That's next Monday. The list will be finalized on Friday after the close. And in June, the second half of June is actually pretty seasonally strong. There's going to be a lot of quarter and window dressing. And we often benefit from that. So that should help us next week as well. Okay, a couple other things that are going on. The dollar is very strong right now. The stronger the dollar gets, the less investors are interested in gold. Our big gold bet is mostly due to central bank buying pressure, but I'm monitoring all the gold stocks very carefully. They still have very good forecasts of sales and earnings. Gold isn't going to be the favorite oasis while the dollar's strong. The dollar is, again, breaking into new highs here in the past year. It's very strong against the Japanese yen, but it'll continue to gain versus other currencies around the world. The other thing is treasury yields are meandering lower. That's good. I do think we should have a big energy bet. I've been mostly oil tanker companies, which were up nicely yesterday because of the day rates for shipping is up. Despite any progress with the United States and Iran, everybody wants to replenish their inventories. Inventories have been depleted. And right now, this is peak summertime demand, and demand will drop off after Labor Day. There's essentially more people in the Northern Hemisphere than the Southern Hemisphere. So oil demand tends to go up in the spring and decline in the fall. So I'm looking for good energy bets out there. We'll be talking about some of them on the Nabbler Midweek Market Buzz. It'll be out tomorrow. So, folks, just hang in there. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations. I know some of you were relieved yesterday that we were immune, okay? But we won't be immune today, okay? Because it's going to take out the memory stocks. But just remember, good stocks bounce. You have to have earnings. Now, the market is definitely broadening out. I will admit, though, that of the 11 sectors in the S&P, only four are beating the S&P this year. It's mostly tech, energy, materials. So we'll see. We'll keep in the creme de creme. So hang in there, everybody. Let's just celebrate Micron's earnings on Wednesday. We'll see what the aftermath of that is, what the guidance is going to be. One last thing, the huge data center bet I have is a 3-year bet now because of the order backlogs. So I'm very comfortable with this. Now, as far as the pushback on data centers that you hear from Europe and Bernie Sanders, and just ignore all that. We have plenty of space in America for data centers. Chevron just signed a 20-year deal with Microsoft to provide natural gas to the data centers, and they're going to go in the Permian Basin. And that's actually wonderful. You know, they flare gas in the Permian Basin. So now instead of flaring it, they're going to use it, okay? It's going to spin some turbines and or fuel some natural gas power cells. So increasingly, the data centers are generating their own electricity, and it's almost always natural gas fired. But I feel really good here, and I'm looking forward to the next earnings announcement season. We've made a lot of money this year, so it's going to be time to back and fill here just a bit. But again, good stocks bounce. Now, the last comment I have is when we did have an AI correction, it was just a few weeks ago, it was only 4 days. We got hit on a Friday, bounced on a Monday, retested on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then what happened is the memory stocks broke in the new highs, and they've been very strong through yesterday. So, if you go up, 12%, you usually have to give back 4. So don't be surprised by that. The Wall Street always climbs a wall of worry, but there's nothing to worry about because earnings are up 29% for the S&P. The analysts revised their estimates higher. If there's any criticism of the market, it's narrow, but it's broadening out now finally. And we can buy some stocks that zig when other things zag. So we don't all have to be in tech and memory and AI and data centers. But the bottom line is we're overweighted in those sectors. And that's because that's where the order backlogs are for the next 3 years. So hang on, everybody. Sorry we have to have these bumps and bruises. But we'll be fine because we have the earnings. And we have the positive analyst revisions. We got the surprises. We got the guidance. So every dip here is a buying opportunity. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.